From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced Friday she is moving forward to form a new government a day after her ruling Conservative Party lost the majority in Parliament following snap elections.
What the country needs more than ever is certainty. And having secured the largest number of votes and the greatest number of seats in the general election, it is clear that only the Conservative and Unionist Party has the legitimacy and ability to provide that certainty by commanding a majority in the House of Commons. As we do, we will continue to work with our friends and allies in the Democratic Unionist Party in particular.
Meantime, Labour Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell said on Friday that Prime Minister May's position is untenable following the results of the snap election. Three men arrested in a series of raids in East London are suspected of having been in the final stages of plotting a terror attack in the British capital, similar to the rampage carried out last Saturday at London Bridge. Officials say the men are not connected to last week's van and knife attack on the bridge and in the Borough District of London that left 8 people dead and 48 others wounded. A suicide attacker blew himself up in a market south of the capital of Baghdad Friday, killing at least 21 people, while another bomb in a nearby city wounded 5 others, according to authorities. The blast came hours after a bomb exploded in the Shiite holy city of Karbala, wounding 5 people there. For details and much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A day after former FBI Director James Comey told lawmakers here in the U.S. that President Trump was not a target in the FBI investigation into Russia, the president took to Twitter Friday claiming exoneration and accused Comey of being a leaker. Trump fired Comey in May, saying this Russia thing was on his mind when he decided to dismiss the head of the nation's top law enforcement agency while he was leading its probe into Russia's meddling in last year's election. Comey testified Thursday on Capitol Hill that he believed Trump was trying to get him to drop an investigation of Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
The president tweeted that James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversation before he starts leaking to the press. Was that a rather unsubtle attempt to intimidate you from testifying and intimidate anyone else who seriously crosses his path of not doing it?
I'm not going to sit here and try and interpret the president's tweets. To me, its major impact was, as I said, occurred to me in the middle of the night, holy cow, there might be tapes. And if there are tapes, it's not just my word against his on the direction to get rid of the Flynn investigation.
Comey told lawmakers there was no doubt that he was fired because of the Russia investigation, referring to the widening probe of Russian influence on last year's presidential election, which American intelligence agencies have said was an effort by the Kremlin to assist Trump's electoral defeat of his Democratic opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. North Korea's official news media is reporting that the country successfully tested a new ground-to-sea cruise rocket today that is capable of striking enemy battleships staging a military attack. Pyongyang launched several land-to-sea missiles Thursday as well, under the supervision of leader Kim Jong-un. VOA asked RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett if the tests were in reaction to the U.S. moving a nuclear-powered submarine into the region to join U.S. Navy ships already stationed there.
Yeah, the U.S. has been showing a lot of naval capability in the region, trying to demonstrate that we're prepared to try to deal with North Korea. But the missiles they launched probably don't have to do much with the submarine, because as long as it's submerged, the surface-to-ship missile isn't going to work. More pointed probably at the carrier groups, but those are probably standing off from North Korea more than 200 kilometers, so probably couldn't reach to the carrier groups. So it's probably more just a demonstration by North Korea than much of anything else.
Today's missile test was North Korea's fourth in a span of a month and comes after the United Nations Security Council imposed new sanctions on Kim's government last week. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.